Hey, hey, this is the That Girl She podcast, where we chat, we laugh, and we keep it real. I'll be your host, Gali Odomasin. Let's chat. Welcome to episode 1 of the That Girl She podcast. In today's episode, our topic of discussion is going to be on changes. Now, when I kept thinking about the word changes, it kind of confused me because change is a pretty like self-explanatory word, but at the same time, it can be explained in like so many different ways. So when I think of the word changes, I looked up in the Merriam-Webster dictionary of what the word changes mean. The first definition that they gave was changes is to make something different in something particular or to alter. The next definition was to make radically different. The third definition was to give a different position, course, or direction. And the definition that I really want to focus on today's segment is to make a shift from one to another. Changes is to make a shift from one to another. Now, in life, changes, though they don't seem very normal, they're actually a very normal thing. The weather changes constantly, our bodies changes constantly, our minds changes constantly. Changes is actually a pretty everyday normal occurrence, but it's so weird how we approach changes. It's like in a way sometimes it can almost seem, in a way sometimes mystical, or sometimes like, whoa, where did that come from? So in today's topic, I kind of want to go on a change that I've personally been going through in my life in this season that God kind of has me in. So when I think of changes, I like to put it in kind of like three categories. So we usually as people go through internal changes, emotional changes, physical changes, and spiritual changes. And when I think of a change, I always go, what causes this change? What has happened that has made a position that I was necessarily used to? What has altered me in a way that I'm so radically different? So for me, I like to think about today, of all days, funny enough, I took my driver's test and I passed. And I kept thinking, like, I always thought this was going to be so different. And I think it's just because being 19, a lot of people were telling me, like, you're 19 and you don't have your driver's license? Oh my goodness, how can you have your permit for so long? So in a way, I kept thinking that me not fitting the standards or me not transforming the same pace as everyone else meant that there was something wrong with my shift. And getting my driver's license today and completing one of the goals that I had for this year actually made me realize that everyone has their own stage in life, and that is okay. And it's crazy enough that I had to go through this place in my life for me to realize something that is true for everyone. It's kind of weird because sometimes you're so used to yourself that you think everyone thinks like you, and that's obviously not true, but it's something that you kind of get used to. And for me, I realized very quickly that, sis, the timing for someone else is not your timing, and the timing for that person is not your timing. The timing that God has given you and the ability that God has given you to do the thing that you need to do at that time is the time that you need to get it done. And you shouldn't necessarily try to fit everyone into the mold because it's what you see. So one of the points that I kind of jotted down, or one of the questions that I kind of jotted down is, why do we fear change when it is a normal part of life? And I kind of concluded that the real fear when it comes to change isn't necessarily because of the change. It's more of what the change produces. Like, if you get laid off at your job, or you don't make the honor roll, or, you know, a tire breaks down, or you end up making a big mistake, it's kind of more so of what a change can produce after that usually stems the fear. So when I think of change, it also kind of reminds me of transformation. Whenever something changes, a transformation occurs. Like when you think of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, it starts off, you know, as a little baby worm, and it's chewing the little leaves, and it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. And then it has a period where it's in its metamorphosis stage. It sits down in its little cocoon, and then it blossoms into a beautiful butterfly. And it makes me realize that that worm has to grow at the stage that is for it. It has to eat the amount of leaves that is for it. Of course, there's an approximation for butterflies for when they're supposed to grow, but that doesn't necessarily mean that every butterfly is going to fit the mold or the approximation of when they're supposed to blossom or when they're supposed to become a butterfly. That also kind of reminds me of a passage in the Bible, and I kind of want to link a lot of my episodes to a Bible verse. I won't get too in depth with it, but I thought that this was really, 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 really good point. And this was kind of the conclusion that I came to with the verses that I've read. There is a shift in life that you have to transition into. I want to say that again, just so that you hear it, because this kind of like rocked my brain. Like, I thought this was a really, really good point. There is a shift in life that you have to transition into. So the scripture that we're going to be looking at to kind of like understand this change concept, and especially in terms of like change from the person you used to be to the person that you have transformed into, is we're first going to look at Acts chapter 8, verse 3. In Acts chapter 8, verse 3, it says, "As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house, dragging off men and women, committing them to prison." So kind of give you a little background history of Paul, just so that you, or Saul, Paul, just so you won't be like, what are you talking about? So Saul, whose name changed was to Paul, was an apostle in the Bible who at the beginning was persecuting Christians, had an encounter with the Lord at the road to Damascus, was blinded, had a whole thing. God opened his heart, opened his eyes, he got saved, his name got changed eventually, and just a lot of things happened. So I know you're probably wondering, like, why Paul or Saul? Like, why are you choosing him? And the reason why I chose him is because when you read the scriptures and when you read about who he was in the beginning, in chapter 8, he was a very zealous man. He was doing the right things for God. He was walking the way he was supposed to walk and according to his beliefs. But he was also persecuting the body of Christ. He was persecuting God's people. And the Lord ends up cutting him in his tracks and saying, why are you persecuting me? So another verse I'm going to go to after chapter 8 is Acts chapter 9, verses 11 through 12 and 15. So verse 11 through 12, the Lord says to Saul, this is where he gets baptized and changed. So at this point, he already encountered the Lord. He already was blinded. Ananias came, gave him sight. And in verse 11 and 12, it says, "So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he may regain his sight." Verse 15, But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel." I really like verse 15 when it says, "He is a chosen vessel." And as a believer, speaking to fellow believers, you're a chosen vessel. So there's going to be a certain shift that God is going to command in your life that you have to transition to. And where that point is, when that time is, I can't say. That's only something that God knows. But at the same time, too, it's something that God allows us to be able to just, like, when I think of being a chosen vessel, it's like something like God is choosing you out of many. God has seen something in you or knows something that you will give to the world, and he chooses you out of many. It's really hard for me to explain this concept because, like, I think about it and I'm just like, wow, like, the Lord chose Saul. And it's crazy because the Lord chose the very person that was persecuting his people to glorify his name. And when you think about the people of the world, and when you think about contradictions, you're like, that's a huge contradiction. Like, why would God pick the very person that persecuted his people? But I think that goes to show that if God chooses you, if God wants to use you, if God wants to take you from the place you're from and transition you to another place, he's gonna do it. So now, as we're talking about shifting into the transition that God has for us, we're gonna take a last stop to Acts chapter 13 verse 9. Now this part literally shifted my mind when it comes to the concept of change. So in Acts chapter 13 verse 9, it says, "Then Saul, who is called Paul," the first time he's mentioned Paul in the Bible is verse 13. So he was saved in chapter 19. But the Lord, his new name was called in chapter 13. As I continue to read the verse, "Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said," I'm going to read verse 9 again. "Then Saul, who is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked at him intently." Now, I really want to highlight when it says, "Saul, who is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit." So what I concluded from that point was his name was changed when he shifted into his transition. I'm going to say that again. Saul's name was changed to Paul when he shifted into his transition. Now you might think, what do I mean by that? What I mean about that is, I'm going to particularly aim this towards more so like new believers, but also Christians as well too. As we are walking in our journey with God, as we are going through this journey of life with God, we are going through certain shifts in our lives. And as we're going through certain shifts in our lives, God is transitioning us to the place that we need to be, or to the new name of who we will continue to carry on. Just as in the beginning, Saul was the man who persecuted Christians. Saul was the man who was proud, who was the big time Pharisee, who basically was the epitome of what you should be in his faith. But when God entered his life, when God radically changed the person who he thought he was supposed to be, the Lord said, "No, Saul, I have a different plan for you." And God literally took the person that he was and transformed him into someone new. He transformed him into a radical believer for Christ. He transformed him to a man who would go on to write a bunch of who would be inspired to write a bunch of other letters to churches in the New Testament. He would inspire a whole generation of believers. He would basically be one of the men who was very pivotal to helping the development of the new church. And it's just like, that calling on his life would not have been as strong if his transition would have occurred before the Holy Spirit, before the Lord has called it to become. He wasn't called Paul in chapter 10. He wasn't called Paul in chapter 11. He wasn't called Paul in chapter 12. He was called Paul in chapter 13. But he got saved in chapter 9. So to me, I feel like in a way that's God telling me that the time that I will change you, the time that I'm going to make you the person that I've called you to be, the time that I have given you to grow in this way, to be shaped in this way, it's not going to look like hers. It's not going to look like his. It's not going to look like theirs. It's not going to look like what you think it's supposed to look like. It's going to look like the way I have intended to look like, in the timing I need it to look like, in the place I want it to be. So I pretty much was just sitting here going, wow, God, in life, you are going to shift us into the times, into the place, into the moment that we need to be transitioned into. And just to be okay and be willing and be humbled as well too, to just allow ourselves to grow, allow ourselves to learn, and allow ourselves to be used and to be transformed and to grow in the Holy Spirit. So I just pretty much wanted to encourage my listeners out there to know that changes are normal. Changes are okay. Changes are a part of life. We are going to fail. We are going to make mistakes. It is not easy, but we get back up again and we pray and we try our best to do what we can with what we have to the best of our abilities. So I pray to anyone who's listening out there that you know that you are being shifted into the place that God is trying to transform you into. And don't feel discouraged. Don't feel like you're not at the place that you should be right now, or you're not doing the things that you should be right now. Trust me, I know how that feels. But you have to believe and trust that God has designed you. God has perfectly placed you at the time and at the place that you need to be in. And you need to trust God while He is shifting you into your transformation. Thank you again for listening to the That Girl She podcast. I want to say a closing prayer before we go. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much to all the listeners out there, Lord. I ask you that you would just continue to bless them, Lord, and I ask you that you would just continue to allow them to walk into their season of shift, and that they will transform into the person, Lord, that you have called them to be and who you have declared on their lives. Again, Lord, thank you again for allowing me to be a chosen vessel, and I also thank you for allowing the chosen vessels that are listening to the That Girl She podcast. Lord, I ask you that you would help them grow in your grace, you would help them grow in your strength, and you would help them grow in your truth. Again, Lord, thank you so much for all that you've done and all that you're doing, and I pray that you would just continue to help us walk in your truth and walk in your grace. And again, thank you so much for allowing me to speak to these wonderful people, God. And again, I just ask that you would just continue to bless them, and that you would just continue to help them throughout their day-to-day lives. In your holy and precious name I pray, amen. Hey, hey. Thank you for tuning into the That Girl She podcast. Again, I'm your host, Galielle, and it has been a wonderful experience talking to you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you would continue to keep contact with us. You can follow That Girl She on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also check out our blog post for extra little tidbits, little cute tweets, and all the jazz. Thank you again for tuning into the episode, and I hope you return so we can continue to laugh, to chat, and to keep it real.